mean, oh, look at this beautiful thing. Oh, I was worried. You know, this is a Labor Day weekend. You decided not to go somewhere on vacation. Decided to waste your time with Ed Palermo. Yes, I love it.
Cool.
The hair is much important.
Do we even see the stage?
Folks, how many people here are Frank Zappa fans? And how many people here are Todd Rundgren fans? Then you've come to the right place. Okay, I'm not going to talk a whole lot tonight, so in fact, probably lost it. You know, just because I'm a band leader and I'm Italian, I have feelings too, you know. Slap in the face. Anyway, folks, real quick, we are selling CDs over at Mr. Tom Rett's, the fifth Beatle of the Ed Palermo Big Band standing by the corner. We are selling CDs, including our brand new one called Oh No, Not Jazz. The other three are there too. And if you buy a CD, you know, just say if you buy just even one CD, we're going to give you a live DVD of a bunch of shows that we've done in the past. So there you go. That's right. Try getting that deal when you go to see Billy Joel, right? I don't think so. Anyway, the PalermoBigBand.com is my website. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. The music of Frank Zappa and Todd Rundgren, Zod Zundgren.
Yeah.
Okay, the saxophone session. From that end to this end, we have Bill Straub, Phil Chester, Cliff Lyons, taking that incredible solo on a Zappa song called A Pound for Brown on the Bus, Mr. Ben Cotto. On baritone saxophone, Barbara Cifelli. Our trombone section, from that end we have Mr. Michael Boshin. On lead trombone, Charlie Gordon. On bass trombone, Matthew Inman. Our trumpet section, on lead trumpet, Mr. Ronnie Buttigavoli. On second trumpet, yet a fine human being in his own right, Mr. John Bailey. Number two, and proud of it. All right, on organ and whatever else that instrument elicits, we have Mr. Ted Cushion. On piano, Mr. Bob Quaranta. On bass and web mastery, Mr. Paul Adamy. On drums, Mr. Ray Marchica. On guitar and vocals, and the guy who produces the last two albums, we have Mr. Bruce McDaniel. And the reason why any of you ever show up to any of my gigs, Katie Jacoby. Okay, a little softer, guys. As you can tell, I love mashing these things up, right? I gotta tell you, I'm not gonna tell you what songs we're doing, because I don't want to spoil any surprises, and it would take too long anyway. So what do? We have a deal with the FOMO Big Man. If you get on my mailing list, which is easy to do, just go to my website, and you get on my mailing list, I will send you, email you, everything we played in great detail, all the little songs that I stuck in to other songs. Also, if you want to be my friend on Facebook or like my fan page, you can do that too. I'm also going to post it there all Sunday morning. And so basically that's that. Now did I, everyone got, at some point you're gonna hear everyone solo tonight. But right now we're gonna continue with a song, a Frank Zappa song called Grand Wazoo.
In our first 9 months, we learned to speak, and we have been listening since early morn. Thank you.
Johnny Winter was supposed to actually play Iridium right. Yeah, he passed away, unfortunately. But he's a big influence of mine, and so that was a song from his second album, I believe. And so that was for Johnny Winter. Anyway, that was called I Hate Everybody. Featured Bruce McDaniel on the vocals. Okay, back to Zappa. This is called 50-50. It's gonna feature quite a few members of the band.
Thank you. John Bailey on trumpet.
One is me, one is Bruce McDaniel, and the other one, I hope he's in the audience tonight, Mr. Pierre Piccitelli. Stand up, Pierre. Stand up.
Pierre, what's the first note of the next song? Because I'm not certain. I have to think.
All right. Before we bring Napoleon, I just want to say we're going to do the next thing we're going to do was arranged by Pierre Piccitelli, and this song is called Just Another Onion Head. Yeah. key to E flat. Who doesn't know about
that? I don't know.
The blessing of the turtles, the eggs lay on the lawn. Make a pretty picture for me to sit upon. The calling of the rabbit, the falling of the hare.
We'll be right back.
Colonial Murphy Brock. Pierre Piscitelli, arranger. Pierre had also arranged Just Another Onion Head, and he had the idea of putting them together. It was brilliant. Napoleon Murphy Brock. How are you, Daniel?
Happy to be back in New York City with all the beautiful people that are here. I've been walking around all day going, damn.
Napoleon, for those of you who didn't follow Zappa as much as some others, he was like Zappa's main guy for many, many, many years, and played on Zappa's greatest albums and with the greatest musicians, George Duke, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Ruth Underwood, and Tom Fowler, and Bruce Fowler, and everything. All those people will tell you that Napoleon totally was on that level, that incredibly high level. It's an honor to have him here. Napoleon Murphy.
Except Napoleon left while you were doing that.
I'm ready to rock out with these guys, folks. Here you go.
Long time. Some people's color, some people's not there in. Swim to the heart. Some people do it, some see right through it. Some wear pajamas, if only they knew it.
The pajama people are boring me to pieces.
They make me feel like I am wasting my time. All got flannel up and down, a little trap door back around them.
And some cozy little bodies on the air. Pajama people, pajama people, people.
Lord, they make you speak the stuff they might say.
Yeah.
So I'm really just happy anyone showed up at all. So, folks, you are in for a treat. And before we start playing, I just want to let you know that we are selling CDs. Mr. Tom Retz in the corner there, selling all four Zappa CDs that we've recorded, and including our most recent one, Oh No, Not Jazz. Tom, am I forgetting anything?
No.
Okay. Mr. Ray Morelli is actually recording us. He records almost every show that we do.
What's that?
Mo. Yes, Mo.
You want to be called Mo now?
Well, that's Mona. I am known as Mo. But not one of the Three Stooges.
Where was I?
How did this
I know.
Get to where we are.
All right, anyway, Ray Morelli. Anyway, I say this because if you buy a CD, even just one CD, we're going to give you a DVD, a DVD that has a lot of our live shows. So there you go. Tons of fun, folks. And the fact that it is a smaller crowd than usual doesn't mean anything because, as I always say, we play with the same amount of energy for three people as we do for five. So, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. The music of Todd Rundgren and Frank Zappa, Zod Sundgren.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bruce McDaniel.
Ready?
You're not gonna make extraneous.
was a bad habit I picked up in high school. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that whole run of songs was, well, some of you might be thinking, I didn't know Todd Rundgren wrote 21st Century Schizoid Man. Now, every now and then we throw in other little things of other composers because it's all a reflection of a severe case of ADD that I have. And I, instead of being embarrassed by it, I wear it like a badge of honor. Folks, for those of you who weren't here for first show, let me tell you how this works with us. It would take too long for me to tell you everything that we do, all the songs, so I will post it on my Facebook page, on my fan page, and my friend page, but also if you want to go to my website and get my personal email address, and I will send to you the exact set list that we did tonight with all the little inside mashup things that you might be thinking, I think I heard something by John Fred and the Playboy Band in there. And
if anyone actually said that,
no.
That would be amazing.
All right, trivia question. What song did John Fred and the Playboy Band have a big hit with?
Lucy in Disguise.
Lucy in Disguise, there you go. I will expect to hear that in the future. ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite Todd Rundgren songs is off his second solo album called The Ballad of Todd Rundgren. And this song is just this beautiful song. We're going to do an instrumental version of it. It's going to feature Bill Straub on the tenor saxophone. That's right. Ooh, the band gasps.
Oh, hear that, Bill? You hear that? Bill, I'm over here. What the fuck are you doing?
Wait a minute.
Did you hear them gasp for you?
This is a Todd Rundgren masterpiece called Wailing Wall.
Thank you.
strong. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Napoleon Murphy Brown. Oh,
thank you.
The wax had melted down. Jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dark of Montana. Moving Thank you. people, all they want to do is come up and say hi. Hi, 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 hi. Half an hour to see a princess fly.
In the first set and the second set. Okay. There's a gentleman, a legend by the name of Lloyd Price. And Lloyd Price was the singer and composer of a song that was a big hit in 1959 called Personality. Walk personality, talk personality. Exactly. So you know the song, right? Right? Okay. The plot was this.
And the Dickens.
He was going to be incognito sitting right at this table here in the first set, right? And we were going to somehow tease the audience how much we love the song, and then we're going to bring him up and sing Personality. But he's 81 years old and he's in the hospital right now. So, we're all wishing him the best. He's in great health except for this thing that's going on now. So we didn't obviously do Personality in the first set. But for the second set, we had planned to do this song. This is another song that he, I don't know if he wrote it.
Yes, he did.
He wrote it, okay. But he made a huge hit.
On a pencil, not a pen.
This is called Stagger Lee. So we decided to dedicate it. And
I was too graphic here to change. That's why I used a pencil instead of a pen.
Okay, got it. Okay. So we're going to dedicate this to him and wish him the best of health, and maybe someday we'll get him to actually do my little plot here. This goes out to Lloyd Price. This is called Stagger Lee.
The night was blue and the green was yellow, and the leaves start tumbling down. On the corner, when I heard my bulldog call, he was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. There was Stagger Lee and Billy, the two men who gambled me. Stagger Lee threw seven, Billy threw nine, he threw eight. Oh, come on, 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 come on
Rock, ladies and gentlemen. San Jose, California, ladies and gentlemen. Napoleon Murphy Rock. Okay, we're gonna finish off with a couple of Todd Rundgren things, and the second one is one of those. Well, you'll see. Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming. I can't tell you what a great audience you were. It was, guys are fantastic. Feel free to come back tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce McDaniel.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
It's the last ride. Our little game is over. It's the last ride. It's time to take you home. And we can't cry, because we've seen it coming. No use running. Take it slow. It's a dangerous drive, and I'm afraid to ride. But I strive to survive. More of it's the last ride. My little game is over. It's the last ride. It's time to take me home. And I can't cry, because I've seen it coming. No. this empty face. Look at this broken frame.
Thank you.
gentlemen, thank you for coming to Iridium tonight. We had a blast. What a great, 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 great audience.
Come on, let's give them one more time. And that is Umpteen Men. The best thing to hit the stage.
Thank you, Rich, doing sound. Just reading, ladies and gentlemen.
No problem. Is everyone on the podium? Rock, come on, give it up.